ProMusica Chamber Orchestra offers an unusual instrument combination this weekend at Worthington United Methodist Church. It's not often you hear a quintet made up of a bassoon and strings, but it works to great effect in a rather tasty program. The string quartet features violinists Heather Kufchak and Will Manley, violist Brett Allen, cellist Cora Kuyvenhoven, and they are joining me this morning. We had a chance to speak yesterday. We're going to hear a few minutes of that conversation and a little bit of the music they're going to be playing this weekend. We started talking about things that you don't even think about when you watch an orchestra perform, things like communication and bow strokes. To me, bow strokes is a fascinating thing. This string quartet that Tchaikovsky wrote isn't one of the more often played things. Is that correct?
Except for the slow movement. The slow movement is taken out and played on its own. It's a really, really romantic, popular movement.
That is Cora Kuyvenhoven you're hearing. With me also is Will Manley and Brett Allen, violin and viola, respectively. And you're going to play the whole thing, right? The whole quartet on Saturday. Is that correct?
We're playing two movements of the Beethoven and two movements of the Tchaikovsky, the bassoon is the real featured instrument on the program. So,
the bassoonist gets all the pub and you guys have to do all the extra work?
Well, I was wondering if I totally agreed with Brett. We are so privileged to be working with Ellen. Ellen is like perfect, wonderful bassoonist, easy to tune to, really laid back to study and practice with. But I think the string quartet, to bring in repertoire like 59 number one, that's like string quartet.
Yeah. I mean, you can start playing Beethoven, the Razumovsky things, and that's some serious action you got going there. Mm-hmm. You all have been together for a long time, though, right?
Yeah, we've played together for almost 5 years, and I think that's why Janet asked if we would be on one of the chamber music programs. And we just played two different programs last week together. One of them included the Tchaikovsky and the Beethoven because we did a Russian program. But we've played a lot together. We've harassed each other about intonation and bow strokes. And
tell me a little bit about your history together and how much bow stroke arguing is there going on?
Well, having played together for 4 or 5 years, we initially were just getting acclimated to each other's styles, or each other's sounds, each other's personalities and temperaments. But as we've performed numerous times together, we've grown to understand each other's artistic sensibilities more and more, and there's a real homogeny now, I think, that's developed. But it takes time. I mean, it's like any kind of familial or marital situation. it takes time and you have to work through things, and we've done that together, and it's a great collaborative effort, I think.
So the bow stroke conversations, people in the audience don't understand that, but you look up and everybody's watching everybody. How important is that?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, you have to feel it the same way. You have to the bow not only has to go in the same direction, but it has to go at the same speed and the same emphasis, you know, and all that has to be arrived at, you know, collectively through, you know, trial and error. But that's normal for string quartet work. I mean, it's not like it's much more intensive kind of work than, say, playing in the full orchestra.
So. Now, if you all are in the orchestra together as a whole, and you're who is responsible ultimately for deciding these types of things, bow strokes and certain markings and stuff like that?
Playing in ProMusica?
Mm-hmm.
During
a regular concert.
During a rehearsal, it's usually what the conductor would like, what kind of sound he would like. And then the principal string players would say, well, like this or this. And so giving two different types of strokes. And then we collaborate, the principals collaborate, and then we put that bowing in. But sometimes when you play it softer and you play it louder, the bow stroke needs to change. Do we get longer when we get louder? That's often a question. In the Tchaikovsky one part, we get longer as we get louder, and we need to get longer the same way. So it's great. It's great fun. Great for the ears. Great for the technique.
And you always have to listen, even in the orchestra, but particularly in a chamber music setting, there's no conductor. So if we're not all tuned into each other's parts and know each other's parts intimately, then it's all going to fall apart. So the only way we stay together is to hear each other and hear how we fit together. Usually we're in the Beethoven, for example, we're constantly listening to where the eighth notes are, the motor triplet rhythms that we have to lock into, and that has to dictate where the melody, how the melody goes, because there's not a whole lot of, you know, we can give and take a little bit, but it really has to, we have to lock into those moving rhythmic figures all the time.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of that Beethoven-Razumovsky string quartet, that one in F major, Opus 59, number 1. You can hear much more of it tomorrow night at 4 o'clock, actually at 5:30. That's Saturday, March 4th at 5:30 at Worthington United Methodist Church with the Pro Musica String Quartet. They're joined by Ellen Connors, and they'll be talking a little bit about the pieces there as well.